John Marks from 97.5, the Fanatic in Philadelphia, joins us to discuss. John, what do you think of this move, number one? Why do you think it was made by the Eagles?
Well, two reasons. LeSean McCoy was due to make $11.9 million against the cap this year in a declining running back position state that the NFL is in right now. Not a lot of running backs get paid like that. He's still relatively young. He would have played next year at being 27 years old because he's 26, but it's July, he's 27. So, I mean, it's not like he's old and he's over the hill, but running backs lose a step pretty early on, and I don't know if he lost a step, but he was becoming expensive, and I feel like Chip Kelly is one of those coaches that plugs and plays, and he feels like with running backs and wide receivers that he doesn't need to pay somebody that much money. So there was talk that he was going to get cut, that they weren't even going to be able to trade him because there's not a lot of teams that want to take on a $12 million salary for a running back. They found one in Buffalo, and they ended up giving you a young, very promising linebacker that was out last year, but he was a Pro Bowler his rookie season, and he did great things. So I was honestly shocked that they were able to get the kind of value they did for LeSean McCoy, who I believe is going to go to Buffalo and have some good years. He's still a good player, but the running back position in the NFL isn't valued like it was once. So it's a good thing.
Well, John, yeah, I mean, it makes sense in terms of the dollars when you're talking that position, like you say. How did it play with the Philly fans off the hop, though?
Yeah, that's the interesting thing. It's weird. Chip Kelly right now is kind of running this town. The Flyers aren't doing well. The 76ers are beyond bad. The Phillies are in rebuilding mode. So Chip comes from Oregon and comes to Philadelphia, and immediately the offense is great. They won 20 games in 2 years, although they missed the playoffs this year. So they're really behind Chip. And I think once you got past the initial reaction and shock that they did trade LeSean McCoy, who was the last 5 years in the NFL, he's led the league in rushing yards and touchdowns. He was the rushing champion in 2013. He's still young. Once you kind of get over the shock of it and you think about it, because you have to look at it this way. The Eagles need a lot of help on defense, and they were able to get $9 million of salary cap relief by not having LeSean McCoy. So you get a defensive player that you desperately need by a free agency, and you're able to get a young linebacker that's only making up $1.7 million for the next two seasons, and he's going to step right in hopefully from day one, and he's going to help. Eagles fans are maybe a little bit disappointed to see LeSean go, but the majority actually are kind of level-headed thinking, if that's even possible in this city. But they're behind Chip, and they gave the keys to Chip, and they said, Chip, let's go. It's your show, and we're just kind of following right now.
You know, McCoy, not just as a running back, he was so dangerous out of the backfield. And, you know, of course they had Darren Sproles last year who excels in that role. What do you see them doing then as the plug-and-play? Are they going in free agency? Are they drafting? Who do you think is going to be the guy? Because I'm not sure Darren Sproles can take as many reps as LeSean McCoy.
Yeah, Darren Sproles is a like you said, he's good for, I don't know, maybe 25 snaps a game, but he's not going to rush for 1,000 yards. You're not going to get him 300 carries, even 200 carries or 150 carries. He's 5, 7, 8 carries, a couple catches out of the backfield. They have a young player named Chris Polk, who's from Washington, University of Washington, very talented, had problems staying healthy. That's kind of been his MO in this league and in college, but when he's been in there, he's been productive, and he was being used late in the season as a short yardage and goal line guy, and he was getting a lot of touchdowns, and LeSean was not happy about it. So I think you're going to see those two guys, and then either through the draft or a free agent, not a big-time free agent, but a free agent that you maybe pay a couple million dollars, a veteran guy to bring in here. I would go through the draft. You can get a running back. This draft is stocked as a running back. So I think you're going to have young player, Darren Sproles, and then Chris Polk, and they'll do a running back by committee. And if one of the guys takes the job, one of the guys takes the job. If not, they'll use all three. And Chip doesn't think he's going to miss a beat. He thinks everything's going to be fine.
That's interesting. That was going to be my question. If nobody steps in and can take those carries that you had last season, could we see a change in the pass run ratio with this offense, or is he going to stick with his guns and try and keep that the same with the committee you talk about?
Well, 2013, they led the league in rushing, and some of that was Michael Vick because he was the starter for the first portion of the season. He accumulated a lot of rushing yards, but LeSean McCoy had an excellent season. They had Bryce Brown who came in. He had he had some help, and really they were clicking on all cylinders. The offensive line was healthy. No one missed a start on the entire line. Last year, the offensive line was injured almost the whole half of the first half of the season. And I'm not talking about one guy or two guys. 60% of their offensive line, three of their starters were out. And LeSean McCoy had problems running the football. So I think Chip wants to get back to basics, but can he do it? He runs the read option, and he wants a quarterback that's able to at least be able to run the ball and keep the defense honest. Well, Nick Foles is not that guy. He's like Herman Munster feet is kind of what I call him. He's athletic. He's a good quarterback, but if he can't run the ball and keep the defense honest, Chip really can't do his offense. So I think, honestly, this is the way I think it's going down, guys. They have so much money in salary cap space, and they're going to try to actually rebuild their defense in free agency, which doesn't normally happen, or it doesn't happen successfully. And he's going to use his draft picks and try to get up there and get Marcus Mariota from Oregon early on in that first round. So I think that's the target right now. Whether it gets done, I don't know. But Chip wants his quarterback, and Mariota is definitely that guy.
John Marks from 97.5, The Fanatic in Philadelphia, joins us. Eagles made another move today, of course. They released veteran linebacker Trent Cole. Now, was that strictly a salary cap, or also because they got Alonzo yesterday?
It definitely was a salary cap move. He was due $10 million. You know, with these salaries these days, especially in the NFL, when they write out a contract, those last 2 years are never going to be met, and they're really meant for fluff for the agent so he can say, hey, he signed a $60 million contract. So Trent Cole knew at the end of the season that he was not going to be back at that number. It was just whether or not he was going to be able to reach a number that was agreeable with both parties, the Eagles, because the Eagles wanted him back. And I guess Trent figured that he can still rush the passer and he still got some time left in him. And he felt like his value in the open market was more than the Eagles did. So they just said, okay, we're not coming to an agreement. They pretty much let everybody go that hasn't performed well or that makes a lot of money. Chip Kelly's trying to rebuild this team, and he's going to bring in his type of guys, and we'll see. But yeah, Trent Cole was here 10 years in Philadelphia and he was a good player. But he's gone. So Chip Kelly's in here. No more Andy Reid, and his players are leaving just as fast as he did.
It's interesting. We're all too familiar with rebuilds here in Edmonton when it comes to the Oilers in the National Hockey League. When you look at what's there now and what's likely to be there a year or two from now, can this be a quick turnaround in your mind?
Yeah, I think that's what he's going for. There's so many factors that depend on how long Chip Kelly will be here. But if he's able to get his guys, he could be here a lot longer than if he kind of goes for it right now and doesn't have a lot of success or has some success, but because of quarterback play or whatever other reason, he kind of says, you know what, it's 2017. We went back down to 9-7 last year, and frankly, I don't really know what the future is, and a job opens up in college, and he takes it. No one's really that confident that Chip Kelly's going to be around for a really long time. So for me, I'm actually glad he's going for it. I'm glad that he's doing it his way. It's his way or the highway. Any player that's kind of complained or did whatever, acted out, Chip's gotten rid of. DeSean Jackson last year, LeSean McCoy this year. So I don't know if it's going to work, but I'm happy that Chip's going for it, and we'll see. We'll see. I don't think it's going to be a long rebuilding process. I think he thinks next year or the year after he can win something.
Quickly, some other news and notes around the NFL. Peyton Manning's going to take a pay cut for $4 million, likely free up some money there. Reggie Bush, you talked about, you know, by committee. Do you think there's any chance they'd be interested in him? He was released by the Lions.
Yeah, it's a good name. We had the, and I actually have it in front of me right now, we had the free agent running back list we were talking about today, and Reggie Bush is right on there. There's some decent names. The problem with Bush that I have is at this point, he just can't stay healthy. He's talented out of the backfield. He can still run the ball. But what Chip Kelly, I think, is looking for in his offense, and it's something that he didn't like about LeSean McCoy was a dancer. You know, he was kind of like Barry Sanders, where he was going to make a couple people miss at the line, and then he would get a gain, or he would get stopped in the backfield. But he had the ability to make people miss and make big plays. Chip almost wants a guy like Darren Sproles that's going to take one cut and is going to go through the hole. He doesn't want a lot of east and west. He wants north and south. And DeMarco Murray is that guy to a T. I just can't see them going out and spending the kind of money it would take to get DeMarco Murray after they just cut LeSean McCoy. So Reggie Bush, maybe. I'm not so sure, but there's some other guys that are out there that'll be available, and you know, if they don't get somebody in the draft, maybe they grab somebody in free agency too. Reggie Bush is intriguing because he is a heck of a player, but NFL and running backs, when you're in your 30s, you don't have a lot of success and a lot of teams that are looking to pay you a lot of money.
Very true. John, appreciate the rundown. Enjoy it. Will be very interesting draft if the Eagles can find a way to trade up and get the quarterback that you mentioned. Man, that would be a huge story.
It would make my job very easy. And just about the Rocky statue, I heard you guys when I was coming on, the statue is actually down at the Art Museum now.
Okay.
For a long time, they had it down at the Spectrum, but then after they filmed one of the Rocky movies in the 90s, they brought it up to the Philadelphia Art Museum, and they have it to the side of the Art Museum. So right by the steps. If you run up the steps, you'll see the statue when you come back down.
Excellent.